John Graham is the New South Wales Opposition Shadow Minister for Roads, in New South Wales that is. He heard my discussions with Natalie Ward, the Minister, this morning about these mobile speed cameras. He wants to have a talk to me about it. G'day, John.
Good morning, Ray.
You heard what the Minister had to say. I have confirmed, I think, that this mob, Redflex, do run it with no involvement with the state government. I mean, they issue the contract, but they're there until 2023. The Minister didn't seem to know exactly how that worked. The one I'm trying to find out now, and whether you can help me or not, I don't know, is whether they work on a commission basis or a flat fee.
Yeah, well, you're entirely right. There's two private companies, Redflex and AccuSensus, who provide these services around the state. I think that'd be a surprise to the public. They expect that it's done by police, but in fact, police enforcement has never been lower. No government's had less police enforcement as a proportion of fines than we have now. These are private companies. They're well paid to do the job. $168 million these contracts are worth to these two companies. We don't believe that they're incentivised for the number of fines, as right. We've questioned the bureaucrats, but they're certainly paid well for what they're doing as private companies, making a profit from these fines that are issued to motorists.
Now, if you can help me here, Redflex are a North American company, and I documented the problems they had about 5 or 6 years ago in Chicago with a bribery suit. The other organisation, I think they restrict themselves to the use of phones illegally, the mobile phone use. They are based in Victoria, but I noted from one of my listeners advising me they are 51% Indian-owned. So again, they're a company owned overseas in majority.
Yeah, the other company, which has only recently started operating in New South Wales, is this AccuSensus.
Yes,
they really struggled. They were meant to be able to start on the 1st of July, and we saw across the entire south of the state where they'd been put in charge, the speed enforcement collapsed. You could have raced from the border to the south of Sydney with no chance of being caught by a mobile speed camera, as this company was being paid millions of dollars but was unable to actually deploy the cars, deploy the cameras to make sure enforcement was happening. So we were quite concerned about a major administrative failure within this important road safety program.
Now, in relation to a number of matters, and I've already had admission from the Minister, the one I spoke about on Princes Highway, Heathcote, south of Sydney, is inappropriately placed. It's from a 60 to 100 zone and is somewhere between 8 and 15 metres from the 100 zone starting. And the other thing that police officers are telling me, and you've advised me that most of the fines are coming through these vehicles now, not through police, there's a margin of error for police. I've had one caller this morning, Kerry, and plenty of emailers telling me they get pinged for doing 63 in a 60 zone. The police tell me there's a margin of error and they wouldn't find someone for doing 63 in a 60 zone if they are, you know, on an old-fashioned radar, so to speak.
Yeah, look, the site you've talked about this morning is just, there's no way that's a black spot. There's no way that's an accident site, 8 metres from 100 kilometre an hour zone, when people might be speeding up with a bit of free road ahead of them. What we'd like to see is these camera locations tied to places where there are accidents, tied to black spots. There's quite a good review for fixed camera sites, but there's just no review of these mobile speed camera locations and whether or not they're placed in accident sites. It's looked at every year, but each year none of these mobile speed camera locations are examined. Well, that's wrong. It should be the case. We want these where there are accidents, not in the places like the site you've looked at, where really there's, you know, there's no reason from a safety point of view to be enforcing right at that place.
Just on this, while you were talking, we got an email from a place called, I know well, I come from the place called Yuengai Rail on the North Coast, and I've driven past there 3 or 4 times in the last month while on leave. This listener says, on the Pacific Highway, there's a mobile speed camera at Yuengai Rail, and that's between Kempsey and Maxville, and they regularly park out the front of our property. It's a 100k zone with an overtaking lane. They park now in an area that blocks our view down a hill to exit our driveway when leaving, or prevents us from pulling safely, especially when we're towing a caravan and we've got to sort of meet the traffic and get out there and get going pretty quickly. I'm unsure what purpose parking here serves other than taking advantage of our nicely made entrance, making the dogs bark or getting those accelerating to overtake up the hill. It's not a black spot, never has been. So it's not just in metropolitan Sydney we're having problems. It's people travelling either north to Queensland or, north into northern New South Wales who are being pinged as well.
Yeah, well, that's spot on. And the minister says she'll go away and look at the guidelines. Well, I can tell you what the guidelines are. These are not examined at all. There's no examination, no review of where these locations are, and there should be. We'd like to see that. We're calling on the government to make sure mobile speed camera locations are tied to black spots, and that should be reviewed annually in the way that fixed camera sites are. And that would solve a range of the issues that you've talked about this morning.
Yeah. In relation to this, I'm interested in this point, because I couldn't get it from the Minister, but I think you've just asserted that this organisation, Redflex, determine where they park and how long they park there. It's not something that's directed to by transport. Is that correct?
Yeah, there is a list of sites that's right. Overviewed by transport. I think that is fair, but right. There's significant flexibility from these contractors about how they do their work and fulfil the contracts.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you jumping on the line and explaining that to us. We know a bit more about it than we did earlier. Thanks, John. All the best.